From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley studios in Boston, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. At least one in every 10 school-aged children in the United States has been diagnosed with ADHD. And over the last decade, prescriptions for attention deficit medications are up nearly 50%. There are many theories about the cause of the increase in ADHD, but scientists from Laval University in Quebec have new evidence implicating two notorious toxins. In a study just published in Environmental Health Perspectives, they found an association between ADHD in children and exposure to mercury and lead. Joining me from Quebec City is one of the study's authors, Dr. Gina Muckle, who's a professor of psychology at Laval University. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you.
So you conducted this study up in the Canadian Arctic. Tell us a little bit about that region and why you chose to do your research there.
In the northern part of the province of Quebec, there's about 11,000 Inuit living in the north. And we've discovered in the beginning of the 80s that this population was among the most highly exposed population around the world with regard to PCBs and mercury. So we decided at that time that we would follow a cohort of baby by taking cord blood samples at their birth and follow them up to school age.
Could you please explain the specifics of your study to me?
Yes. About 300 newborns who were born between 1993 and 1996 provided cord blood sample for us so we could assess their prenatal exposure to environmental contaminants such as mercury, lead, and PCBs. While they were at school age, which is at 11 years of age, we saw this group of children again, and we did interview with their mother to document different cognitive growth and behavioral effects that we could see in association with their prenatal exposure. At that age, we asked their school teacher to fill in forms to document ADHD behavior.
Now, how exactly did you measure attention deficit disorder?
Well, there's validated questionnaires that we can use that are well used all around the world, aim to assess the manifestations of ADHD, which are inattention difficulties in school, aggressive behaviors, non-respect of rules, and hyperactivity symptoms. So the teacher were asked to assess those behavior for all the children.
And what were your findings?
The first most important result is that prenatal mercury exposure was associated with greater attention problems and with an increased risk of teacher-reported symptoms consistent with ADHD. To be more specific, what we observed is that children with higher cord mercury concentrations at birth were about three times more likely to be identified by their teacher in the classroom as exhibiting behaviors characteristics of the inattentive type of ADHD.
And what did you find for lead?
In lead, what we saw is that childhood exposure from blood samples we took while the child was 11 years of age. So this exposure was related with greater aggressive and rule-breaking behaviors and with behaviors consistent with ADHD. Actually, 11-year-old children exposed to lead were about 4 to 5 times more likely to be classified with hyperactive, impulsive ADHD by their teacher.
Now, how is it that mercury and lead get into these in the Inuit children?
Well, the main exposure source of mercury of the Inuit population is through consumption of beluga meat. And the main source of exposure of lead is through the use of lead-containing ammunition for hunting.
How relevant are these results for non-Inuit children, those, say, living in the United States or elsewhere in Canada?
For lead, the effects that we are reporting are seen at very low level of exposure. We can estimate it from the Canadian Health Measure Survey in Canada that there's about 10% of Canadian children between 6 to 11 years who might be exposed to levels greater than the one where we saw a negative effect. According to CDC in the U.S., there's about 500,000 of U.S. children aged between 1 and 5 with blood lead levels above 5 micrograms per deciliter, which correspond to about 2.5% of the U.S. population, and the effects we are reporting are below this 5 microgram per deciliter. So there's certainly, at least in the U.S., more than 5% of the population who are exposed to those levels.
What are the primary sources of lead and mercury throughout North America?
Mercury travels between countries through air currents. It reached the Arctic as well. And mercury emissions are the primary source of human exposure. Mercury emissions are primarily due to coal combustion for production of electricity. And in Canada, and it's probably about the same in the United States, China was identified as the largest source of mercury deposition. They are responsible for about 45% of the entire mercury deposition in Canada.
What do you hope will come out of your research?
We do need to have much more information on what are the determinants of child behavior, especially ADHD. And so far, the scientific research has been conducted to look at many different determinants of ADHD. And I think we're just starting to look at the environment, the physical environment, the chemical environment as a potential determinant of such kind of difficulties in children. So, you know, what we hoped is to be able to contribute to the explanation of behavioral difficulties in children.
Dr. Gina Muckle is a professor of psychology at Laval University in Quebec City. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.